Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 16th of April. There are warnings of gales in White, Portland, Lundy, Irish Sea and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, low South England, 990, expected Cromarty 1,000 by midnight tonight. Low 40s, 998, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra, 40s, Cromarty. Cyclonic, 4 to 6, becoming southerly, 5 to 7, except in Cromarty. Rain, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger. Cyclonic, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first. Showers, fog patches at first, moderate, occasionally very poor at first. Fisher, German Bight. Cyclonic 3 to 5, showers, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, southwesterly 5 to 7, becoming variable 3 later except in northwest Humber, showers, moderate or good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in White and Portland, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Biscay, cyclonic 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, West Sole, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. East Sole, variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, west or northwest, 6 to gale 8 at first in Lundy, otherwise 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea, cyclonic, 6 to gale 8, becoming westerly, 5 to 7, then variable 3 later in south. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, northwesterly 4 to 6 at first in southwest Shannon, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. Malin, southeast Hebrides, cyclonic, mainly northerly, 5 to 7. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Northwest Hebrides, Bailey, northeasterly 5 to 7 in far northwest Bailey, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Fair Isle and later in Faroes. Showers, fog patches in Fair Isle, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Fair Isle. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6 until later in southeast, otherwise northeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, north-northeast, 5, 16 miles, 1,002, now falling. Stornoway, north-northwest, 2, 19 miles, 1,004, steady. Lerwick, north by west, 3, 24 miles, 1,001, falling slowly. Lucas, north-northeast, 2, 32 miles, 1,000, now rising. Bridlington, east-northeast, 3, 997, now rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 6, 11 miles, 1,002. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1,001. Jersey, southwest 4, 22 miles, 1,003, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 6, 11 miles, 1,000. Scilly Automatic, west by north, 4, 13 miles, 1,001, rising slowly. Valentia, northeast by east, 1, 22 miles, 1,002, now rising. Ronald's Way, northeast by north, 3, recent rain, 5 miles, 996, falling slowly. Malin Head, north by east, 6, 15 miles, 1,001, falling slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday, the 16th of April. The general situation, a complex area of low pressure across the United Kingdom, bringing unsettled weather and some strong winds in places, will move north, followed by a small ridge of high pressure, which will bring a brief spell of more settled conditions and light winds. A new area of low pressure will then move in towards the southwest later in the week. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northerly or northeasterly, backing northwesterly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 for a time later in east. Occasional rain, fog patches for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, north or northeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Rain then showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, east or northeast, 3 to 5, veering south, 5 to 7, then southwest, 4 to 6 later. Rain, then showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southeast 4 to 6, veering south or southwest 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Showers, fog patches at first in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in north. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers at first, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly 6 or 7, decreasing 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers at first, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Westerly or northwesterly, 7 to severe gale 9 at first in north, otherwise 4 to 6, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 later. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Cyclonic, 4 to 6 at first in north, otherwise northwesterly, backing westerly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, backing southwesterly 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then west 5 to 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, north or northeast, 5 or 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then west or northwest 4 to 6. Occasional rain, becoming fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. North 4 to 6, backing northwest 5 to 7, then west 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northeasterly 4 to 6, backing northwesterly 5 to 7, then westerly 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, northeast 4 to 6, backing north 5 to 7, then northwest 3 to 5 later. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, north or northeast 4 to 6, backing northwest 3 to 5 later. Fair, then occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Finally, Shetland Isles. North, becoming cyclonic later, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that's the end of the Shipping Bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, where it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by Sister Geraldine Smith.
Good morning. Many religious traditions set a value on listening. Listening for God's voice or to the revelations from prophets, priests, sages, as sources of inspiration and courage in times of crisis. In times when plurality and ambiguity vex or confuse, the art of listening may open a way to reclaim, reconcile, or reimagine what confronts us. Seamus Heaney, not knowing where to put an awkward heirloom willed down to him by an aunt, probably could find no suitable place for it, but his imagination gave it house room, transformed into a boat to voyage in and take his post as lookout, scanning far horizons. Whatever is given can always be reimagined, however four-square, plank-thick, hull-stupid and out of its time it happens to be. Apparently, the Bible has few instances of the word listen, whereas 365 for hear. This may reflect the kaleidoscope of worldviews, the variety of religious experience, or just the treachery of translation. What is said and what is heard can pass each other by, so better pass swiftly on. Jewish philosopher Martin Buber proposes that real listening happens in the reciprocity of an I-thou dialogue of active attention and in willingness to embrace the other in risk and in openness to the space between. For Buber, if the world is not comprehensible, it is embraceable. Such I-thou relationship with others renders our relationship with God more possible. O God, may we gather to listen with the ear of our heart to every word of life. Amen.
Sister Geraldine Smith. Now Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. Today, could a trade deal with India hurt farmers here in the UK? We'll have more on that in a little while. First, though, all week we're taking a look at spring on the farm. And the weather always has a significant impact at this time of year when newly planted crops are just getting going. Well, this year has been notably dry across the country and many farmers were casting their eyes to the skies hoping for a bit of rain. Well, it arrived yesterday and in the east of England, which is known for struggling with low rainfall, it came just in time. I've been out to North Creek near the Norfolk coast to meet a farmer who has no irrigation for his arable crops, including sugar beet, oilseed rape, barley, wheat and potatoes, to see how he and his team have been getting on.